How are you?
Hey.
Hello? Hey.
It's John.
Gary.
Hey, Gary. And I know Stephanie was on.
Yep, I'm here. I don't know if Chad's going to make it. His work kind of keeps him late sometimes.
Yeah. No worries. How far did you get on step one there?
I ran the analysis, got the top 10 cities.
Yep.
Brian,
step four, was just about to send the email.
Perfect. Yeah, send that over. We'll try and narrow it down to about three, and then I'll give you a few more instructions on it. So that'll be good. That'll be good. What are the top three that you have, Stephanie?
It was like kind of expected, most of them. Cincinnati, Pittsburgh. Let's see. It was New Orleans was kind of low and Cincinnati was kind of high. New Orleans was at like 7-6 and Cincinnati was at 22. So I was thinking Cincinnati was better. Just because it was in that little bit of oversupply versus on the lower end of the sweet spot, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah, 22. Yes, send that over into the coaching email. And
okay.
Which one? What did you say? New Orleans was 7.6?
7.6, yeah. And Virginia Beach was actually a decent one, too. That one surprised me.
Yeah, so we're going to look at average price, too. We like to start with P ratio. So, yeah, send that over,
yeah.
And I'll have some feedback on it for you.
Cool.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah, and then sit tight. You'll hear where you're headed. All right, Stephanie? So.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, good. Welcome. John, fire.
Hey, man.
How are you?
Oh, man, it's been a rough week.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, lots of dead ends on calls, lots of bad numbers. You know, I'm going to have to really get some real skip tracing done, obviously. And I had a lead on one that a guy had bought a tax deed in Alabama. The whole process is 6 years.
Wow.
You have to wait 3 years, and then in that second three-year period, you can pay to quiet the title, and then the person that owned it before him, there was some mortgage, but I think I found a mortgage release on that mortgage, but I hadn't really confirmed it, but I didn't pursue it much more because I haven't got back with a guy that takes about 6 months here to quiet a title. So,
yeah.
I mean, if that does go through, that's a long-term process.
Right.
But still worth initially, you know, checking into it.
Okay.
So, and I spent a lot of time trying to show these two houses lately. And
How's feedback?
The first one, the guy's asking for his key back already.
The guy what?
He's asking for his key back.
Okay.
He's just kind of neurotic, and he's so my inspection period basically ends after this weekend. He was over there yesterday when I had a buyer there, a potential buyer, and he said, "Were you going to leave me the key?" I said, "Well, no, man." I said, "You know, I'm want to wait till my inspection period at least this weekend." He said, "Well, leave me the key this weekend, then I'm probably going to list it." And I said, "Okay, well, good luck."
Right.
And the other one that I have under, the one I'm trying to reverse wholesale with this church in Auburn, I mean, it's pretty much a done deal, just waiting on the church's filing their documents. But
Lonnie White.
I had I've shown it to two buyers, and one buyer made his second trip today, and he had a purpose for that, and that was to nitpick it. So
yeah,
he's trying to offer me $500 less than I've got it under contract for.
Right.
But he wants it or he wouldn't be coming back. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yep. Yeah.
So I was I'm asking $14,500 for it, and I told him the least I could do is $12,500, which is still, you know, and I told him I'm not budging. I told him today when he kept trying to pick me to death. So.
Right.
And I'm waiting on the second guy's offer tomorrow that came to look at it after him. And the bad thing is, man, I locked my keys in my truck while I was there today.
You're having a Monday on a Thursday.
Man, yeah, and I had to pay a locksmith, and he ripped me and took me to the coals, and I let him have it. So. But he didn't care.
Yeah.
But the other one vacant I had with this other church, the guy rejected my offer.
Uh-huh.
And guess how much my offer was?
I have no idea.
$7,500.
Right.
Yeah. But and they're rehabbing a house right. They're rehabbing a house right next to it.
Yep.
Do what?
A couple irons in the fire still.
Anyway, but he rejected it, and he said that they're doing a house next door to it, and he said that he had to have 20 out of that house. And I said, well, you know what my numbers are, and if it needs $15,000, I can't pay you 20. He said, I understand. He said, I'm waiting on the grant to come through. If it doesn't come through, then you and I can, you know, we'll talk. Then you can do this house at that price.
Right.
He said, but in addition to that, he said, I want to stay in contact with you and can develop a relationship. So,
right.
So the church is getting free houses and they're selling some of them.
So, still hustling them.
Hustling,
sounds,
and that's
good.
That's me,
I'll,
man. And
I'll
overall,
get upload too. I think we finally have it ready to go. So,
yeah, it's crazy, man. It's crazy, but. Besides that, you know, I've got to go back through this list, and I'm going to detail it. I highlighted the ones that I thought were the best ones when I first made I made about, I don't know, 70 or 80 calls.
Yep.
Maybe so. But I'm going to go back through the whole list and start from scratch again, so, and see what happens.
All right.
That's where I'm at. All right, man.
Big update. Gary.
Hi. Up to 190 vacant lot leads, and a couple still
nice.
Going.
190.
So
are they still all from the same lawn mowing couple?
Yeah, same couple. They just keep cranking,
okay.
And they'll probably be 250 by next week.
I hope so.
Good.
How many do you have skip traced so far and back in your hands?
120 skip trace.
Oh, nice.
So. I was making calls on them. I called on one house, and it was kind of interesting. The result was I was one day late for making the offer, but this was a fund. It's a fund that works with hedge funds.
Okay.
And they have a lot of REOs, hedge fund deals, you know, cheap houses.
Yep.
So I made that contact with them, and they sent me a list of the 1,100 homes that they have all across the country.
Yeah.
And every week they're going to send me a new list.
Okay.
So I'll be working some of those also.
Yep.
So that turned out to be a great contact, you know, for leads.
Yeah, you just never know who's going to pick up on the other end.
Nope. That's why I called. I called the second one, same fund, and made the same connection with them also. So I got two funds sending me weekly leads that they have.
Crazy.
So that's fine. I'll do it because, you know, there was like one list I just scanned real fast. There was four homes in St. Louis, and, you know, I have a team in St. Louis, so I jumped on those and looked at them, but three out of the four were in Ferguson.
Yep.
And so I said, okay, maybe not. So I'll just wait. I'll just wait. Because there'll be some leads coming up. So
yeah,
that's
connection.
You know,
obviously, work the ones that you've got the skip trace on first. But, you know, for everybody listening, Gary's
yeah.
full time, so he's got a little time on his plate. If you're not, stay focused on the vacants that we're talking about. But he's he's full time at this, so
yeah.
He,
but I'll stay
pieces in a
I'll stay
of
focused
yep.
on the yeah I'll stay focused
Perfect.
On the vacant. And then I interviewed two guys making calls. One guy
okay.
I
How'd
spent time. Well, one guy did. He ended up he didn't want to do it. One guy said he wanted to do it, and I spent time training him and going through the process, and he disappeared. So, but in the meantime, doing the work, I found a wholesaler here in Hawaii that's frustrated and needs leads and wants to make calls. So we're going to partner, and they're going to make some of the vacant house leads calls that I have, and then we're going to split the profit on the deal if we close. So I'll get money.
I like it. So you're generating the leads. They're on the phone. Split it up.
Good idea. You just gave me an idea, too.
Cool.
Yep.
Yeah.
Save those leads
in Florida
or Tulsa. Call me.
When you, oh, yeah. Did you hear that, Gary? If you've got any leads off that
something
list
about
in Tulsa.
Yes.
So
I need email addresses to send them over.
Yeah, you're going to get to know who's on the list here. So you can just reach out. Gary and I can help you connect everybody. We won't use office hours here for it, but I can make some connections.
Yeah, but,
so no problem.
Yes.
No problem. Yes. Yeah, good stuff.
So,
hey, can I ask a question real quick about hedge funds and stuff like that when you're skip tracing and whatnot? I'm running across a lot of IRAs, and I guess I get the individual's name, but I don't really know what city they're in. How do you go about skip tracing that? You got any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I'm chewing on it real quick. See if I have anything intelligent to throw into the mix here.
Well, this is
if you have a good enough skip tracing system, it'll search the whole country. The only problem is, you know, you might get 20 results for a name. You need to be able to somehow narrow it.
You get Jimmy Johnson.
Sometimes a good skip tracing system will take that property that they own and they'll match it to the name and they'll list it.
Yeah. Okay.
Because that way, I've found vacant house leads in San Antonio. I've found owners that are in New Jersey from the skip trace.
Well, there are a lot of these in my market, and what happens is these turnkey investors sell to these guys, and you know they end up getting ripped off or whatever, and then they lose the property management, you know, so it ends up being a vacant. So, but there's quite a few of them. So that's why. But okay, I'm sorry to interrupt.
No worries. Good stuff, Gary. Okay. So you've got 120 of the 190 and more coming in. I love it.
Yeah, and I'm
so that's
working.
Good. We're
I'm still working
right
vacant.
Yep.
Yeah, keep working vacant hard. Working. Tomorrow I've got 75 pre-probate letters going out.
Okay.
So I'll just keep working all those leads and all the different avenues.
Yep. You've got a lot of irons in the fire. So again, everybody, if you're, you know, some of you are full time and working full time, you know, here part time. So we're going to stick to, obviously, the vacants. Like I said, Gary's got some extra time, so he's running a couple extra things. But so they're included in his update, but not in the steps that we're going to stay really focused on. So just to be clear, we're gonna focus on the vacants. But yeah, I love hearing the update, Gary. You got a lot going, so it's good stuff.
I'll make an editorial for you, Mike. The vacant leads I can see is the strength when you go into a new city, and you need to learn how to do that because that's
absolutely
the key to get going fast.
Yeah, you want to jumpstart any new market. That's how we go in. So yeah, we're going to have some other conversations in direct mail and probates and that kind of other stuff. Absolutely, but keep the vacants on. I mean, you've got a great. Sounds like a husband and wife team that have a lawn care service. They're going to keep those vacants coming in. So that can be a long-standing relationship. Hey, anything new, let me hear about it. So you're seeing them. And then we'll start to add in some other pieces. So good stuff. I heard Brian check in next. Yeah, go ahead.
That historic lead, the lady decided she was going to do it on her own. But that helped me to identify where the historic area in San Antonio is. So I know when I get vacant house leads there, you know, that's a little more education that's good.
Yep, absolutely. And then, you know, some of the I love some of the other connections that are coming out of this. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. It's just you pick a direction and start moving, and other things happen. Now it's going to happen for everybody here too. So you just never know who you're going to meet along the way. So, hey, I'm going to Brian, you're on deck. I'm going to put this.
Hey, Mike.
Give me 1 second. I'm going to put this home snap thing to bed. So,
All right,
everybody, listen. Now I'm on an iPhone, but all I did. So Rob and I drove just like an hour and a half ago to the neighborhood nearby. We snapped a picture of the house. In the upper right-hand corner, you click the camera. You take a photo. I even shot a house that was one more up the street, and then it asks, which, you know, do you want to pick the dot, the little bubble right next to you, or the one up the road? So I picked the one up the road. It gave me the address, okay? So we captured the photo, picked the address, all right? Then in the lower right-hand corner, it says me, all right? There's a little silhouette of a person's head in a circle,
right.
And it says me below it, M-E. I clicked right. Me. All right? It pulls up my name because I registered. Down below that, it pulls up the pictures that I took. I took two. All you do is click on the picture of the house. All right? It makes it full screen. It shows the address, and then it says estimated this one, $269,000. And then it says two photos, but it's still showing the picture that I took with my camera, right? In the lower right-hand corner, there's a little square with an arrow shooting straight up out of the top of it next to a star. I clicked that, and I clicked mail, so email, right? Not message. I'm going to email it. I input the unique email address coming out of the FreedomSoft campaign. So
what?
I save that to a contact in my phone called Denver Bird Dog Leads, I think. So I copied it out of FreedomSoft, emailed it to myself. So don't handwrite it. Copy and paste. Because if you enter if you don't put a capital letter where there is one, or you mistake a zero for an O, it's going to screw up. So use copy-paste. I selected that contact, forwarded it, hit email. The new lead showed up in my FreedomSoft campaign, and the picture of the house that I took was on the photos. So I'm not sure where the confusion is coming from on HomeSnap, but that is step-by-step how I did it, and I go into my FreedomSoft campaign, and it shows the new lead. I click on it, and then on the left-hand side of the page in FreedomSoft, it says Photos. I click on Photos, and it pulls up the picture. What FreedomSoft does is when it recognizes a JPEG, an IMG, whatever the photo extensions are, it automatically pulls them and parks them into the Photos page. So
yeah, it sounds like exactly what I'm doing, but I guess it's because I've got an Android. I don't know.
I have no idea.
I'll double check the process again. But
okay. Yeah, double check that. So
the lower left hand corner
is working just fine.
Square. Yeah.
Well, yeah, mine's the lower right. It says me, and then you click on the photo of the house, and then
right.
In the lower right hand corner, there's a square with an arrow shooting up out of the top of it. Click that and select email, mail, whatever. Don't text it in. Select mail, email it in. That's it.
Yeah.
So, all right, Brian.
For the Android, mine, I'm doing it right now. Mine throws three dots, and it just says send message, and that goes to an email. So I have been finding out that because I did follow up with all my bird dogs.
Yeah.
Because I said, oh, if you've already taken pictures, great. You can upload those. Let's go through it together. A lot of my people aren't working. Like, they haven't gotten anything going yet. So that user error is actually you can't fix that. So that's what I did this week, because I followed up. I did sign up four more bird dogs, got them kind of situated, and
okay.
A lot of them are working 9 to 5, but I did get one that's a courier, which I thought, you know, might be a good fit.
Yep.
So I have been hustling, getting these people kind of up and going, following up with the ones I signed up last week, the ones I've signed up this week. Followed up with them, seeing how the process is going. I've been doing a lot of texting back and forth with them.
Yeah.
And I still, I think I'm up to 3 leads. So I'm still not getting the volume, but I did just repost my advertisement. So I will be getting, you know, another batch. But I'm not – my confidence level in the bird dog system so far is I'd be very scared for my livelihood and income if I had all my eggs in the basket right now. So – that's kind of where I'm at in the system. I did actually talk to a few other people in town and said, hey, do me a favor, read these instructions. and upload this app and let me know how hard this is. And just like you and I, you know, pick it up and get it very quickly. It's not the system that's the problem.
Yeah. That's what it sounds like, user error. So,
Brian, maybe I need to get some additional people kind of up and going, and like the lawn care guys, you know, if I can just get one or two guys really hustling over the weekend. My goal was to get 100 by Monday, so I'm still sticking to that.
Okay.
And I've got a lot of time tomorrow morning because I've been doing all my calls early in the a.m. To kind of get after everybody and see if I can get some additional incentives to get some people working over the weekend.
Yeah, that sounds good. And this is relevant. There's a human component, obviously, in everything we do in life. So Gary comes out of the gate, talks to a few bird dogs. I don't know how many went through, found this couple that has a lawn care service. They've kicked in 190. And then we've got Brian. I know Ed and Robin have been having just, you know, some challenge getting some people to actually do what they're looking for them to do. So, you know, this is the human element. You know, we stick to it. And it just, you know, hurdles come up along the way. And so like Brian said, you know, repost the ad, cycle through some people until you really only need one. I mean, you know, we've heard that time and time again. You get one person that's ready to go. Sometimes you'll find them right away and other times you don't. So, yeah, stick to it, Brian. I like it. Goal of 100 by Monday. So, you know, you go into a city that has vacants and, you know, you get one or two working over a weekend, and 100 is not a big goal to get to. So hopefully you can land somebody tomorrow. We'll see what
happens.
Yeah,
and I do. I don't. I sent you an email. I don't know if you got it, Mike. I haven't heard anything back. But I do have access to Find Motivated Sellers. I'm not that impressed with the accuracy of it, but that's kind of my plan B of having somebody skip trace some of that and, you know, starting to make those calls. I'm very familiar with that software because I have used it successfully in the past.
Yep, that works. I don't remember an email from you, so I don't know if Rob picked that one up or what.
I haven't heard anything back. Talk about user error. I better check and make sure. But I sent it to this success team support.
Success team? Okay. Yeah, it should be in there.
Let me know. I'll resend that if I didn't, because I was kind of surprised. I sent that on Wednesday and hadn't heard anything back from either of you guys. So.
Yeah, that is...
And it would have came from Brian at the Tenant's Choice.
Okay. I'll go back in and double check or resend it if you
want.
Yeah,
and I'll resend it. I'm driving.
Yep.
I don't know about you, Mike, but I'm in this Denver traffic. I'm trying to get a wholesale deal in Arvada. The deal went great, but I'm like stranded on this side of town.
Yes, you are. Yeah. See, you'll probably be home tomorrow morning.
I'll be home by
Denver
Christmas.
Traffic, right?
Yeah.
All right, man. So we'll look for that 100 on Monday. Good stuff.
Sounds great.
Okay, who there were? I know a bunch of other people chimed in. So somebody else jump in. I don't know. I didn't get everybody's name.
Charles.
Who wants to fire it up? Hey, Charles.
Hey. Huge thanks to Gary on the bird dogs that are grass yard maintenance people that sparked a memory in my brain, and I reached out to a couple that used to work for me a while back, and they're excited. They're on board. They're supposed to have 10 to me this evening, and just going to go from there. So appreciate Gary's advice on that, and I'm hoping it works out pretty good.
Yeah, good stuff. Hey, Gary, real quick, you didn't plan that, did you? You just put the ad online, and they happened to answer it?
I put an ad on Craigslist, and I think I had 15 people respond. So I started going through them, and about, I think it's third or fourth one near the beginning, just a couple popped up, and they, you know, except were excited about it. So I said, okay, let's do it. And I first started, I said, why don't you, because they live in the Northwest area of San Antonio. I said, why don't you just start Northwest? Well, they just went gangbusters there. And I said, well, okay, keep going. Go anywhere you want to go now.
Right.
Because the other three that I hired, they were struggling. They couldn't get going. They couldn't do the deal. So I just said, okay, folks, go get it. So they're doing
perfect
entire San Antonio. They go everywhere.
Perfect. Perfect. I just I wanted to see if I didn't think that you had planned that it just happened, but I just thought I'd double check. So yeah, now it becomes a great idea. So okay, Charles, back to you. Good stuff. So you should have 10 by tonight.
That's the plan. Yeah. So hopefully I can update on Monday with plenty more. But I did have to switch markets that I had initially started, but I don't see that being an issue. It's still a good market, and we'll hopefully get some good leads.
Absolutely. So 10 by tonight, and then hopefully they can plug in tomorrow, and Saturday, Sunday, all weekend.
Right. Yep. That's my plan.
So
that's their plan, too. They're excited.
You have a VA lined up to when these come in to start hunting names and numbers for you?
No, I don't actually. I have the email that you had sent off initially, it to us. I'll reach out to them. I kind of want to do the first couple on my own just so I can explain it and then get a VA lined up.
I tell you what, so if you go through a couple, that's fine by me, but you can find a VA that already knows how to do it, which will be even more efficient. So see if you can't, get online maybe even later on today, this afternoon or tomorrow, and see if you can get a VA lined up, ready to go.
Okay.
So that would be even better. Yeah,
okay.
Good stuff.
Perfect.
Well, hopefully you've got a big old handful of leads to start skip tracing by Monday, maybe even sooner. So,
okay.
Yeah, if you have 10 today, you could get 10 off to 3 different VAs and say, hey, skip trace these for me and do an evaluation while the other leads are coming in. I'm guessing one of them will probably shine above the others, and then, you don't waste any more time looking for a good skip tracer and give them the rest as they come in. So let's get that person on board, compress the time frame a little bit. All right. Good stuff. Who else wants to chime in?
It's Lewis.
Hey, Lewis.
I think since Monday, got a couple appointments set up, on Saturday to go see some of the bacon houses I've been calling. So hopefully those turn into deals. Got about, I think about 2:30 now in vacants. Because I had some more come in today.
How many bird dogs do you have working, just for some other people?
Is
just one person doing all this, or?
No, we have two main ones. So we have, actually, it's a husband and wife team. The wife signed up first, did about 50, and then headed over to her husband. And the husband's been doing the majority of the submissions. We got other people signed up, and maybe we've gotten maybe 3 others that will send in one or two like a week, every now and then.
So you have one husband wife team that's hustling it.
Yeah, they're the one bringing me, I would say, 95% of the leads that we're getting in.
Okay.
I think the biggest problem I have with them is not all of it's very organized. So some of the leads I'll be checked just because, I'll do a research on the address and the accessor site, and the picture of the house looks nothing like they sent me. So I'm like, what's happening is they're just taking a lot of pictures and uploading them at once, and it's just not being very well organized. But they've given me so much quality leads that I'm okay with that, and I'm also just working through how to get more organized. So.
Yeah, it's not going to be perfect. So you have 2 appointments set on Saturday this weekend from vacant phone calls. Did I hear you right?
Yep.
Okay. Beautiful. And then you're out of town, so let us know who you're sending to those appointments.
Yeah, definitely. My brother.
Phone appointments or physical?
Physical. So my brother lives in Oklahoma City, so I sent him over there. Once we get on the phone, we got agreed on price. And you see, he's not an experienced rep, but he'll just do a walkthrough to make sure what we said on the phone matches what he's seen on the ground. And then he's just there to get the contract signed while he's at the house.
Perfect. So I, again, knew the background there. I wanted everybody to hear you explain it. So here's what's going on, everybody. His brother lives there, right? One of the reasons OKC had good numbers, and then he's got a contact there. So some of you have made very similar decisions on markets. Hey, it's down to these two. The numbers on both look good, but I know somebody here. Let's go there. Great. That's how you want to do it. If you don't know anybody, that's fine too. But he's sending somebody to the house that doesn't know much about real estate. Lewis knows about real estate. His brother doesn't. He's just getting some eyes. So if you've got a bird dog that you end up trusting, they could go be eyes for you. You could have an agent on site. Obviously, they could get more involved in the transaction, get signatures, that kind of thing, but doesn't have to be. You could have a GC that you end up knowing. Say, hey, go take a look at this thing for me. I'm thinking about, you know, this thing looks pretty good. I just want to get your eyeballs on it to see, you know, what level of fix-up we need. So he's not sending a real estate expert or somebody knows how to negotiate or knows how to put the deal together, just getting some eyeballs on the place. So,
yeah,
good stuff. Lewis is still driving the ship here, though.
And, yeah, even the bird dogs, a couple of them have reached out and, you know, they want to do more with us. So you know, I'm still mulling over how, you know, what would we do with them. One of us got to give us a good idea on leads that we're going to follow up with. So basically, he said that he figured out a way to get basically the city to give you a lead on – to give you a list of all the properties that have code violations.
Okay.
And basically, you just submit this form, and they'll just give you the list. And so we're going to follow up on that potential. So, for instance, if they go and cut grass on a property or they know a property is vacant, there's all code violations in Oklahoma City. So he'd be able to give us those leads. So we're going to follow up on that. So it was just chatting with him. And he's like, I did this in the past, and you guys might find this useful. And we're like, all right, let's follow up and see if we can get that list, because that would be a pretty great list to go hold off.
That's killer. Yeah, just another great example of you just start moving in a direction and you just don't know what's heading your way. So, I mean, you can't make this stuff up. That's cool. Good stuff, Lewis. So you've got 230 vacant so far. How many do you have skip traced and back?
I have about 150.
Okay, so you've got a ways to go on the skip tracing. And are you getting those daily or by the chunk?
By the
or
chunk.
Or how? Okay.
Yeah. That's the, like I said, that's the other thing. They'll submit everything on like Friday night. They just don't
right.
want to. They, for some reason, that's what they do. And I've tried to work with them, but that's just how they work. So I'm like, hey, as long as keep the leads coming in, I'm not gonna mess too much with the details.
Right. Yep, that's that management human component again. It just is what it is. So people, you know, people can be quirky, and you're gonna come across some of it. So that's good stuff. You know, 230. Keep a truck in, two appointments. I mean, this is what happens. You know, Lewis has half of them skip traced. How many phone calls have you guys made on that 150?
We make probably over 100. We'll talk about Mondays. Most of them are just the phone tag aspect of it, trying to catch the people at the right times. One of the things that we've done is we find emails also. Emails are actually sometimes effective. So if we can't, you know, we'll call and then send a follow-up email, and sometimes they'll answer the emails rather than the phone calls. So that's another avenue you could think about.
Hey, everybody, try text too. If you know, and this is just me. I'm assuming everybody is, but you see a number coming in that you don't recognize. Some people pick it up. A lot of times they won't. You get a text that comes in and just says, "Hey, my name's Mike. I'm reaching out quick about your vacant house at, you know, 123 Main Street. Can we chat for a few minutes?" Everybody reads text messages. It's some outrageous percentage, like 96 or 97% of text messages get read. So if the phone thing isn't working, you know, and it's a little more, what's the word, feels a little safer just to read a text and reply than it does to answer a phone call from somebody that you don't know, right? It's a little more under the radar. So yes, phone calls, obviously, if somebody's going to pick up, but if they don't, right after the text message, you can have the same message typed one time and just copy-paste it. So you call and they don't answer. You don't have to, you know, you don't have to leave a message. Just fire them a text. "Hey, I just tried calling you. My name's Mike. Just wanted to reach out quick about your vacant house." You know, and then if you want to change the address, you can, but, you know, whatever the case. So try the call first. Obviously, that's the way to go. But, you know, like Lewis is saying here, email, text message, and a little persistence. But the text flies a little more under the radar than a phone call from a number that people don't know. So
good info.
The world texts these days, so don't neglect it. Lewis, strong update. Strong update. So anything else to add to it real quick?
No, that's it.
Perfect. All right. Good stuff. Who's who wants to jump in next?
Hi, this is Olivia, and I'm just getting ready hi there, Mike. I'm just getting ready to get some bird dogs signed up. I had a list of about 8, and two are super motivated. One wants to work full-time, I said it's a part-time position, you know, right now, but it could grow. And so it's been real helpful to hear about HomeSnap and everything. So I am anxious to get that in going and have these guys start this weekend.
Yeah, that sounds good, Olivia. Are they going to start tomorrow or Saturday?
I'm going to probably start it tomorrow because
okay.
You know, I can work. I can have a lot of time today and tonight and tomorrow. And
yep.
One thing I was going to say, I think I remember you said, Mike, that we could take a print of the map on Batch Geo of the zip code. Is that a good way to do it, or I have 6 zip codes they can go to?
Yeah, if you know them already, I was saying you can go into either Zillow or you can just Google the zip code and it'll give you a perimeter. So
okay,
if you're sending two bird dogs out to a similar area and you don't want them to cross over, then send them a map.
Okay.
You know, send them a map of the zip code and say, I need you to stay inside these borders because it'll actually show the exact streets where you want
okay.
them to go. If you have one bird dog that's going to knock out the north side of town, don't
mm-hmm.
worry about it. But that's just
okay.
if you need to keep people, you know, so you don't get overlap.
Okay,
and
sure.
And then, Olivia, get clear instructions. So if somebody's going tomorrow, say, hey, it shouldn't be a problem to bring in 50. So can you get me 50 leads tomorrow? Don't just say,
mm-hmm.
you know, don't just make an agreement with them that says, okay, we're going to go do some driving tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
See if you can get more specific about that. Put a number to it and say,
okay.
tell you what, bring me 50 tomorrow. Get me your email. You know, I'll make sure everything looks good in there, and I'll pay you on Saturday morning. So give them some kind of incentive, right?
Okay,
say,
sure.
Say if you can get to X number or whatever, you know, I'll throw in a gift card for dinner. Whatever you want to do. You don't always have to do that, but don't leave it. This is just for everybody. When a bird dog says yes, I'll go drive for you tomorrow. Don't just say great, thanks. See what you can find. put a quantifiable number to it. So.
That's good advice. And then what about verification? I've heard about that too, that we need to make sure that the leads are accurate.
Yeah. Yeah. A couple are probably going to sneak through the cracks, whether
okay.
it's on purpose or not, but you don't want to sit down and verify 250 leads that come in. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
what Rob typically does is he'll grab a few randomly, you
okay.
know, go to Google Maps, say, hey, that looks pretty similar, you know, grab a handful, you know, at random and say, yep, this batch looks pretty good, and then pay for all of it. That's
okay.
how he handles it. So,
that sounds
yep.
good. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, great.
Good stuff, Olivia. So you should have vacant house leads by Monday. Do you have a Skip Trace VA lined up?
I had one guy that I'm familiar with, and he was
okay.
quizzing me on how to kind of do it. I don't think he knows.
Yeah,
I know
not
him
if he's
from...
asking you.
I was having him write up contracts and stuff, which he can do.
Gotcha.
But skip tracing, he didn't seem confident. So I'm going to try and get someone else on board.
Yep. Yeah, Gary mentioned, I think on Monday, TLO. And what was the other one, Gary? I think TLO is TransUnions.
Oh, yeah.
Ask,
Clear.
Clear, what was it?
Yeah, you've got Clear. That's Thomson Reuters. And then I think it was Lewis who just mentioned Nexus. Lexus is the... That's the real expensive one that is the same information as Clear.
Okay.
Clear.
So there's three
okay.
big ones.
So
how do you spell
so
that
this
Reuters?
Is for Olivia. Yeah. Go ahead, John.
How do you spell that Clear by what Reuters? How do you spell
Reuters,
that?
Reuters, I think, is
Reuters. Yeah, Thomson, TOMSON. Thomson and Reuters.
And it's Reuters.
They're the most. Yes. That's correct. They're the most expensive. TransUnion TransUnion TLO XP is more reasonable. I have them. Go ahead.
This is for Olivia and everybody else. When you go to hire the VA, put in there, say, hey, when you reply to this ad, I need to know how much experience you have skip tracing and also tell me what tools you have access to.
Okay.
Right? If they just come back and say social media, what you're looking for, because folks on the phone here have gotten replies from VAs that says, I have access to TLO. Yes, I know how to skip trace. I've been doing it for X amount of time. I have TLO access. So they're paying for it because then they can bring that to somebody like you, Olivia, and say, hey, I skip
okay.
trace. pay, you know, you can pay me for my services, and then they have access to it.
Okay.
So throw that, you know, ask that question, what tools do you have access to? You know, be sure to include that when they respond to your ad on Upwork. So.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Great.
Yeah. Yeah, and then that's, you know, you've got a couple, turn out your bird dogs with a goal in mind this weekend.
Yes.
Okay. See if you can get a VA on board, and this ought to work pretty smooth. As those leads start to come in, you can just funnel them over. So,
yeah, great. Great. Exciting.
Stuff.
Thank
yep.
you.
Yeah. Bird dogs this weekend. Okay, who else?
Quinn.
Hey, Quinn.
Hey, what's up, Mike?
How are you?
Oh, doing great.
Good.
I've got we've got 82 in the leads in the back office so far. Texting Charles is the only guy that's doing anything so far. And
so 82 vacant leads in.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's got 20 more today. I just texted him. He says he's got 20 plus today that he did.
So you're over 100.
Yep. We just hit over 100. I've got two guys working on the skip tracing side of it. One of them doesn't have skip tracing software, and the other one does. So I'm using, you know, letting the one guy actually just pull all the data as far as like address and all that kind of stuff, and then giving it to the other guy to actually use the skip tracing software to. Because he's $6.60 an hour, and the other guy's $5 an hour. So,
okay.
So it's all going in there.
Is it? Let me ask you this: instead of taking everything to the guy with the software, do you think you're getting better results by going to the other person first and letting them do like a little preliminary research?
These guys I've used for about 3 years in India.
Okay, so you've got a relationship with them.
Excel. Yeah,
okay.
And they're an office of guys, so they can work,
okay.
you know, different times and stuff like that. So the other guy's a single guy by himself, but he's got someone else's software he's using. You know,
okay.
And he hit me up on Skype while we were driving down the road, and I was driving and watching him go into the other guy's back office, you know, log into the other guy's computer in the U.S. to go into his TexasLexis account and use his paid service to look up my leads, which I appreciate.
Nice. Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, they have the good one too. That's a trip.
Yeah, and he's good at it too. They're both really quick. You know, I have them do it in front of me on Skype the first time just so we can
right.
talk through it.
Hey, Quinn, let me throw this out there. How busy are they? And are those contacts that I'm not trying to put you on the spot here. I'm not going to ask you to give up a great contact, but if they could use some more work, I'm sure this group here could keep them even busier. So you don't have to answer live in front
will.
Of everybody, but
yeah, I think they will,
yeah.
And I'd be willing to share. I've already thought about it.
So. Okay. And
it only
cool.
costs everyone a steak dinner at the nicest steakhouse wherever the market is.
nice.
Texas Day Brazil.
yeah.
There you go. Whatever.
No Burger King. He's talking the good
Heck
stuff.
No. Yeah.
That's funny.
No doubt.
I love
no tube
it.
Steak either.
so 100.
No,
I'll
take care of you, Quinn.
Whoa.
So 82 in, and then 20 more that you know about are coming in today. So we're up to 102, and then you've got skip tracing pretty dialed. So do you have any of the 82 skip trace yet, or are they currently working on them?
They just did one in front of me. You know, we went through
okay.
one real quick.
So they're just getting started.
And just getting started. We did that yesterday. I think it was in the morning.
Okay. Okay. Do you have them once they get a block of like 20? Are they going to send them over instead of doing the whole thing?
Yeah, I actually gave one of the guys, the guy that I've worked with for years, I gave him access to the back office of FreedomSoft and just opened up that lead campaign so he could see just
okay.
that lead campaign.
So you can just go
and,
see a live time.
Yep. So it's
yep.
live and.
That works
They'll
too.
Probably do it in a spreadsheet and then move it over. But, you know, they're very, you know, competent in technology. So.
Cool. Good stuff. Yeah, you guys will be on the horn here soon. I know you guys are also looking for somebody to be on the phone for you. Any headway there?
Actually, the guys in India, you know, normally that's not the best place to get folks to talk from, but... I was talking to Nitin, which I've talked to him before, and he's like, hey, I've got the best guys, and we can make calls for you. And I said, well, I got to interview him first, as far as accents and things like that. And he goes, oh, yes, sir, Mr. Quinn, we'll only give you the best guys. Those guys are, I think he usually, in the past, I want to say he charged me $9 an hour to make calls.
Okay.
But like I said, they're very thorough and they're really nice. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So sometimes you can overcompensate for that language barrier, if they have a, but we'll see. Like I said, if not, I know it would definitely.
Yeah, that's going to be key, obviously, for any when you're hiring a phone person. It's not a matter of competence, and it's not if they can do it or not, if they have a great personality for it. But obviously, a strong accent can be tough. You don't want somebody trying to buy their house and they just asking you to repeat every other sentence. So,
yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Pretty good luck out of the Philippines with folks on the phone. We actually met a guy. He's got a VA business over there, so he lives half of the year in Houston, half of the year in the Philippines. And he was talking about how important the English language is over there, and accents, and how the current generations have learned to speak really clear English. So for that very reason, so that they can get hired by U.S. companies. So kind of interesting. Yeah, that's good stuff. I mean, you guys have a lot working here. You've gone, gotten to 82 pretty quick. Sounds like you've got skip tracing dialed in. We'll be on the phones here shortly, probably by early next week, I would guess. So.
Yeah. Well, actually, I'm hoping tonight that they'll load everything up so I can get started tomorrow.
Even better. Yeah, have some skip trace leads back tomorrow. So beautiful.
Yeah, I messaged both of them and said, hey, start loading some stuff up. I need whatever you got done.
Okay, even better. So on the phone tomorrow. Okay. So yeah, Monday'll be a good update. So making calls tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's up?
I'll take it. This is Andrew.
Hey, Andrew.
Hey, how's it going, Mike?
Good, you?
I'm doing pretty good. So on the last time that we had talked, had a couple of irons in the fire. One of them I think is going to pretty much fall through. We can't come to terms, but that's fine. It's the nature of the beast. The other one I've extended an offer and left a message there, so I'm sure he'll be mulling it over and he'll probably sync up tomorrow on it. And then the elderly couple that I was telling you about where I was going to have my bird dog to go and sync up with them. That's going to happen on tomorrow, so we're finally able to coordinate schedules. So
pretty
excited about that one. We've got an agreement in principle looking to come out of that with a contract. So on last night I also signed up my telemarketer, so pretty stoked about that because that's going to help out a lot. So it was a gal out of the Philippines, certainly came within my price range, had a good feel for the vibe, so we'll see how that turns out also.
Where did you find her?
It was on Upwork.
Upwork, okay. And then you did a phone or Skype interview?
Yep.
I'm guessing? Yep. And then what are you paying per hour?
$375.
Because people are going to be curious. So you've got a competent phone person, $375 an hour.
Let's not go too far when we say competent. I don't know yet. So when I say competent, this is a good point.
Sounds good.
I'll be honest with you guys.
Right?
Yes, sounds good. Right.
Okay.
So, if you start pummeling them with questions, I don't know how she's going to respond with that. But
right,
I did
right.
give her a script to follow. And really what I'm looking for is just me personally. A lot of the time that I spent in going through the phone was basically just getting through the, not homes, the busies, the disconnects, that sort of thing. So really what I'm looking for is for her to just ferret out those that are, actually there and they are the legitimate owners and if they want to sell a house. I mean, it's pretty straightforward. Do you want to sell it? Yes, we do. And if they say yes, then, of course, we'll have an acquisitions manager follow up with the phone call to go through the details after she's asked what they want for the house, condition, that sort of thing. And so once she turns that in to me, then, of course, I'll follow up with the phone call after I've done just a little bit of research, and then we can take it from there. So that pretty much funnels out all of the stuff that I don't want and gets me down to the people that actually want to talk. So that's where the value. value comes in there. So for that, you know, I figure we can roll the dice and take a chance on that.
Absolutely, and she really shouldn't have to field too many questions. She can just point to, hey, are you looking to sell? Yes or no? Great. And then try and get as quickly as she can to set up a meeting with you.
Yep, that's the basic.
And say, you know, she can just add a, you know, say something nice about you. Let me have one of our, you know, our, you don't want to be too, you don't want a salesy title, but, you know, let me have Mr. Andrew give you a call back, whatever you want to be called, and just really set the appointment. And then, like you said, she's dealing, you know, working through the busy signals, the, you know, the answering machines, and then just trying to schedule appointments. So, yeah, I think some clever deflecting should be fine, and just get her those appointments. So.
Okay. Yep.
So, yeah, you basically just specified that you need her to work U.S. business hours.
Right.
And did a Skype interview.
Right, exactly. And that was one of my main things because I went through maybe six or seven folks. And, you know, I can be pretty cheap sometimes, but the qualifications that I needed for the person that was going to be on the phone wasn't somebody that was going to be closing deals, but just somebody to, like you said, go through all of the garbage and just ferret out those that actually want to discuss the house a little bit more in detail and
right.
basically just turn the lead over to me. So for that, I didn't really think I needed to pay top dollar for it because a lot of those people on Upwork, they won't do anything for less than seven. I found somebody to do it for five, and when I tried to close the deal with her, she didn't even return my phone call. So
right.
I mean, apparently
right.
Upwork charges them as well as charges you as the recipient of the service. But, you know, I was able to find somebody that didn't have as much experience as everyone else, so she's trying to, you know, get in there and make a name for herself too. So it fit. At least for my criteria. So
yep.
we'll see how that turns
well, cool.
out.
Well, that's the thing. We'll be interested to see how that goes. When is this person getting on the phone? Is this next couple days here?
Yep.
Okay.
So we'll
have some input on Monday.
Yes, by Monday.
Cool.
Absolutely.
Good stuff.
Hey, Mike, I want to mention too an issue I have with the Philippines with the girls that work from home with me. They had a lot of trouble with their internet, so because of the stormy season, and I don't remember if that's I can't remember if that's the same as our hurricane season or what it was, but there was you know a
right.
lot of rain and storms and all that.
Yeah,
I always had a hard time
connecting with them.
Yeah, that's some
good intel. Right.
Just be. Sometimes if you think they're ignoring you, don't think that because they just don't have any internet and they'll be down for 6 to 12 hours and it just is what it is. So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, thanks for that. So I may have two in the funnel is what you're telling me.
Yes, sir.
Don't know it yet. Yep.
Andrew, is she working out of her house or out of a location, building an office?
No, she's individual. I was going to go with one of the farms also, but, you know, like I said, for the price, I just couldn't pass it up. I'll roll the dice this time.
Cool. We'll be curious to see how it goes on Monday. So good stuff.
Yeah, I am too. So.
Yep, and then how many vacant leads are you at now, and how many skip trades?
Oh man, wow, we are probably at 300 by now.
Okay.
So we're rocking and rolling there. I mean, they're still coming in, so I haven't turned the floodgates off yet. The challenge that I have, though, really at this point, is because they're cranking out the leads, and then I've got a VA that's going into FreedomSoft, and the thing is, when you send in the leads, then you have to go in and manually take those leads and then put them into the contact so that when you export those files from FreedomSoft into the Excel spreadsheet, which is like the way that I want it because that's where I eventually send the list over to my callers and the skip tracer. And when you do that, then it's going to be hard for you to pull that address out unless you've done that in FreedomSoft. I don't know if that makes sense or not. But
I was trying to follow there. Are you just going to give – your gal on the phone access to FreedomSoft, or you're going to export, have her call, and then bring it back in?
Right. So what I do is that when the bird dogs send the lead into FreedomSoft, then I have a VA that actually has access to my FreedomSoft account. And so she pulls the address out, and she puts it in the contact field. It's a field that's in there that shows the address for it because when the lead comes in, you just have, like, the name.
It's just
of
in
the
notes.
Dog. Yeah, it's in the notes, exactly.
Right.
So she pulls
it
out of the notes. So that way, when I export it, I don't have to do any work in the Excel spreadsheet. It's already right there. And so I just take that and send that over to the skip tracer. Then he turns around after he formats it with the owner's name and address and email and all of that stuff. And then that's where I send that form off to the telemarketer, and she's just going through the Excel spreadsheet with that stuff.
Okay.
So I guess
you could also just tie her. You could also just create her as a user.
As a user in FreedomSoft, right?
Yep. And
the only reason
all you'd have to do, set up a campaign just for her and just give her access to it. You have access in her. When she logs in, that's the only thing she can see. So you can do whatever you want with all the other campaigns, and as soon as it's ready for her to call, just change the campaign to hers, save it, and it'll pop into her campaign, and she'll be able to see it. So you can do all the other work behind the scenes, just separate it by campaign.
And she'll still have all those leads, though?
She'll only have the ones that are ready to call that you've transferred.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Transfer them over to her campaign. Oh, that's a good idea.
Yep. Start them in a different campaign.
Yeah.
For instance, it'll start like in, Dallas Bird Dog campaign. It'll start there, and then you have her name, whatever her name is, VA's campaign. She can't see
right.
it yet. So skip trace it. That thing's ready to go. Just click on campaign, select hers, click save, and it'll automatically jump campaigns, and now when she logs in, she can see it.
Sweet. I like
that'll
that.
Save that's the export good. Import.
Yeah, I got you.
Yep.
Okay. I like it.
Piece of cake. Cool.
Yep. Cool.
All right, Angie, good update. Yep. We'll be looking forward to see how she does on Monday.
Yeah, I'll let you know.
Don't tell her that there are a bunch of people waiting on a phone call to see how she performs.
you won't know
clammy.
Her name, but I'll tell
she'll
you.
She'll get clammy hands. And, yeah, cool. Cool. All right, who else? Did we get everybody? I know I heard a bunch of beeps.
Hey, Mike, this is Lonnie.
Hey, Lonnie.
Hey, my update is real quick. I
drove
around and got another 47 vacant houses. So
I love it. So what
are
you up to?
81.
Okay.
I think 81 now.
Yep.
So I'm almost there, but I also have a friend who is helping me with the skip tracing because obviously a little light on funds. But he said should be over the weekend. He should be able to come up with a few numbers for me to start calling. So.
Okay.
Should be between now and Friday. I should be calling, getting started with that piece of it. So, making some progress.
I love it. Yep. Mm-hmm. We move forward in any and every way that we can. That's what matters. Keep plugging away. So, good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff, Lonnie. Yeah, we'll hopefully you've got, like you said, get some work done over the weekend and be on the phone next couple days here.
Yes.
I love it.
Yes. Right.
Anybody else? Yeah, anything else, Lonnie? I don't want to cut you off there.
No, that was it.
Okay,
that was
okay.
It. Yeah, thanks.
All right, did we miss anybody? Anybody want to chime in? Doesn't sound like it. Any questions from the conversation that's going on? Current step, future step, how to?
Well, where was that Andrew anybody said he good? Hired this person, phone person from?
Upwork.com.
It was
place.
Upwork, okay.
Upwork, yep. And then Skype interview, and obviously you do the phone Skype, and, you know, you pick up on accent, clarity, personality a little bit, that kind of thing. So,
yeah
Skype's such a great tool. No
it
doubt
is,
about
I love
it.
It.
Yeah, that's slick.
Yeah. All right.
Talk halfway around the world for – it's still free, isn't it?
Yeah, I haven't paid anything on it.
Yeah, that's killer. Yep.
Hey, Mike, I got a question.
Yeah.
Can you send me an email with instructions on how to input, because my vacant houses, I wrote them down, so I got them on a piece of paper. How do I input them into FreedomSoft?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if you can
yep.
tell me how to put stuff in there, that would be great. You can shoot me an email. That would be fantastic.
I will. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yep. Piece of cake. So a little how-to. There's probably a video, Lonnie, in the classroom. I'll probably just point you to that. If not, I'll give you some quick written instructions. Very simple to do. So.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. You got it. I can probably just explain it here. You're going to go to your campaigns, create a new campaign, call it Chicago Bird Dog Leads.
Okay.
And then once you're in that campaign, there's a blue button towards the bottom that says Add New Lead.
Okay.
Click that, and it'll pull up a blank screen. Throw the address in and save it. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty simple. But you want to, you always, in FreedomSoft, you always start campaign. We call it lead central. Picture your campaigns as the hub of a bicycle tire. So they're the little center of the universe. And then there are different spokes, right? You can tie in a phone number. There's the unique email address. You can tie in an autoresponder, workflow automation. These are all the bold print things on the right side of the page when you're in a campaign. So those are different spokes. So
okay.
When you're putting anything lead related into campaign, you always start campaign or campaign first, because then it'll keep it organized for you. So
okay,
yep.
Okay.
Good question.
Thanks.
Yeah, you got it. Anything else, everybody? Good updates. We got a lot of leads coming in. Got a lot of things happening on the phone. Making some measurable progress here, which is always what we're looking for, update after update. You know, these come pretty quick, too. You know, as some of you are realizing, Monday to Thursday goes by, you know, pretty fast. And so I like it. You know, everybody's getting stuff done in between days, which is key.
Hey, Mike,
we don't know.
Andrew.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, it's probably not for this call since it's at the end, but one of the strategies I'm going to employ, I think, with the types of houses that I'm coming across is to do an owner finance. I think at some point I'll probably want to hold. So I don't know if that's something that you guys can give any type of constructive feedback on, you know, in terms of how we could structure that or what we need to do once we've acquired a property on the back end and getting
yep.
it marketed and finding, you know, someone to move into it. So,
man, Andrew,
it's
like I asked you to set this up for me. I emailed all of you about the cash-in event next month. I get that most of you are not in Denver. But Andrew, that, you know, that's going to be one of the main topics here. How do
Is
you set
it?
That
oh,
up?
Man.
So
okay.
Obviously, if we want to have Rob come on and do, you know, a specific topic about that, I'd be happy to set that up. But if you can at all make the cash-in event next month, March 24th, 25th, 26th, here in Denver. I sent you all a link to the video on it. Rob shot a video on some of the things he's going over, but, you know, do whatever you can to be here. It's going to be a killer event. So,
yeah, you guys can all come stay with Mike and I. I got plenty of room.
Yeah. Yeah, Brian said he has plenty of room at his place.
Don't you need a babysitter, Mike?
Bring a sleep. Man. You know what? We're not turning a 3.5 week old over to a babysitter. I'll tell you that. So, yeah, babysitter's called Mama Bear. She's got the kiddos. Yeah, our little girl's gonna be a month on Monday. Everybody.
Wow.
So.
Wow, that goes quick, doesn't it?
I'm telling you, right? From hospital to a month old, and it's like a blur. So.
Man.
Yeah. I'm running on fumes today too. Kaysley Rose.
Okay.
Yeah, our kids all have K names. My wife's Carrie with a K, so she actually we've never heard it. She made it up. Well, so we went
okay.
with it.
There you go.
So
nice.
Yeah,
no, I like it.
All kinds of fun. So yeah, everybody. Go ahead.
I was going to tell you. Yes, Quinn.
Yeah.
I was going to tell you too. If you want to make a video, you can, you know, with an iPhone and an Apple computer, you can record your Apple screen while you're using the app.
For HomeSnap?
Yep. So you can actually make
that
little video.
I didn't know that. So I have a yeah. PC. Do you have to have Apple to Apple to do it?
I don't know. You have to have QuickTime. I use QuickTime. So you got QuickTime on a PC also, I believe.
Okay.
You can download it.
When I was out using HomeSnap today, I was thinking that I just have to hold somebody else's phone or a camera to show mine. But if I can do a screen capture, I'll look that up.
Yep. You just plug your phone into your computer and
okay.
turn on QuickTime, and then
okay.
there's a little setting. I'll send you an email. Or if you just do a quick
okay.
search for record QuickTime.
Yeah,
Apple,
I'm sure I can just Google it. Yep. I'm sure I can Google it.
Anyway,
yeah, I'll try and get that figured out, and then I can just upload it into the coaching center.
Yeah,
Mike, I got a millennial friend of mine who's doing a video for me. I wanted
okay.
him to kind of figure it out, see if he could do it. So
okay.
he's going to try to get it to me by Monday, and I'd be more than happy to share with everybody.
That'd be killer. Are you on iPhone or Android?
No, he's an iPhone guy. I'm an Android
okay.
guy, and I swear
okay.
I'm going to go through on his app compared to mine because
okay.
like, I'm doing it via sharing it, and it's coming through, but I'm still having trouble. I was doing it over the phone here while I was driving. I'm
yeah.
still having trouble seeing it come through to FreedomSoft when I'm doing the Android email. So,
yeah, it would be cool if we could get to the bottom of this device thing, because Rob and I are on iPhone. His bird dogs in San Antonio were on iPhone, and you know, I explained the process. It's coming over. You know, we're just emailing it in. So
yeah, and he's got an iPhone. So
great.
When I see him Monday, I'll see what it,
okay.
you know, what the user feature looks like different, because it seems like anybody who is using Android, it seems
yeah.
like it's been like rocket science. So
right. Yeah, I appreciate that, Brian. I also appreciate you offering up your house for the cash-in event next month. That's
yeah, $100 a night, guys. No problem. No, but Andrew, I'm serious. If anybody's coming, like, we've got a room in our basement, full everything. We're about 30 minutes from the event. I'd be more than happy. I just got to make sure I tell my wife that before I...
yeah, Brian, I tell you what.
No,
I tell you what.
Any way possible, I'm always about
that.
If you guys need to get here...
That's awesome.
Yeah, if you guys need to get here and funds are an issue... I mean, it's definitely going to be
awesome.
We're going to have a lot of fun.
That's awesome. So,
cool.
Hey, everybody, if you want to take Brian up on that, just hit me up in the coaching email, and I'll connect you guys, okay? Brian, that's
awesome.
I was kind of teasing, but that's a killer
no,
offer.
But
I know
no,
we have some
dead
other
serious.
Locals.
We got the space in the room, and if that's an issue, go for it, guys.
We have,
I'd be more than happy to.
That's awesome. So, good stuff, everybody. Appreciate it, Brian. All right, everyone. Good stuff happening all weekend, so... Any questions, obviously, send them into the coaching email, and we'll get back to you as quickly as possible, and look forward to some updates on Monday. We got some cool stuff happening here, so.
All right. Good
stuff, everyone. That's a wrap. Have a great
right.
evening. Talk to you here soon.
All right. Thanks,
Mike. Yep, take care.
Appreciate it, Mike.
Yep, see you.